A man from Paragould was killed in a motorcycle accident in Baxter County. The Arkansas State Police have now released the name and information about the accident that happened on August the 2nd. The state police say that 57-year-old Tony Rule was killed when he failed to negotiate a curb, drove off the road, and hit a ditch. He was taken to Baxter Health, where he later passed away. The accident happened on 177 in Jordan. A man from Tennessee was killed and two people injured in an accident in Carter County Thursday. The Highway Patrol says that a Harley-Davidson Tri-Glide driven by a 71-year-old man from Jonesboro, Tennessee, pulled into the path of a Jeep on U.S. 60, 6 miles southeast of Elsinore. The driver of the Jeep and a passenger both suffered moderate injuries. The Highway Patrol says a 42-year-old woman from Culin and a 38-year-old woman from Elsinore were both taken to Poplar Bluff Regional Hospital. The man from Tennessee was flown to Regional Medical Center in Memphis, where he passed away on Friday. A Norfolk woman died in a house fire last Monday. Authorities say 38-year-old Diamond Lowe was killed in the blaze. Lowe's body was discovered in the master bathroom of the residence by investigators and fire personnel. The fire started late Sunday night, and when firefighters responded to the scene, the residence was completely engulfed in flames. Lowe's mother first noticed the fire and said she attempted to reach her daughter through the side door of the residence, but was met with heavy black smoke. When firefighters arrived, they were unable to enter the home because of the flames and had to wait for water support. Lowe's body was found early Tuesday morning. Two people were injured in an accident in Shannon County on Saturday. The Highway Patrol says a 41-year-old woman from Winona suffered serious injuries, and a 40-year-old man from Winona suffered moderate injuries when the man drove off the road and hit several trees and then overturned the vehicle. Both were flown to Mercy Hospital in Springfield. The accident happened on Old Highway 60, a half mile west of Birch Tree. A man from Calico Rock is in Baxter County Jail after his arrest on Saturday. 45-year-old Donnie Anderson Wallace Jr. was arrested on charge of terroristic threatening, criminal mischief, and cruelty to animals. He's being held on $25,000 bond. A man from Bull Shoals was arrested Saturday night in Baxter County. 38-year-old Christopher Wayne Smith was arrested on charges of two counts of third-degree domestic battery and third-degree endangering the welfare of a child. His bond was set at $1,645. A woman from Lakeview was arrested Saturday night. 53-year-old Rachel Dion Williams was arrested on a charge of third-degree domestic battery and third-degree endangering the welfare of a child. She was taken to Baxter County Detention Center. Bond set at $1,130. The Highway Patrol is reporting several felony arrests. Friday, 55-year-old Bradford Wheeler and 64-year-old Linda Wheeler, both from Donovan, were arrested on charges of felony possession of a controlled substance. Linda Wheeler is also charged with DWI, and Bradford Wheeler also faces a charge of felon in possession of a firearm. Bradford Wheeler was taken to Ripley County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. Linda Wheeler was taken to Butler County Jail and placed on a 12-hour hold. Friday, 45-year-old James Porterfield of Ava was arrested on charge of felony theft of a motor vehicle, felony first-degree property damage, three counts of careless and imprudent driving involving an accident, three counts of leaving the scene of an accident, littering, failure to wear a seatbelt, operating a vehicle of another without insurance, and operating a vehicle without a valid license. He was taken to Douglas County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. Saturday, the Highway Patrol arrested 30-year-old Destiny Mapes of West Plains for DWI, felony possession of a controlled substance, unlawful possession of paraphernalia, three counts of endangering the welfare of a child, failure to secure a child in a restraint, and failure to register a vehicle. She was taken to the Howe County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. A Donovan man was arrested Saturday on drug charges. 41-year-old Brandon Brown was arrested by the Highway Patrol on a charge of possession of a controlled substance, meth. He was taken to Butler County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. A Hoxie, Arkansas man was injured in an accident in Ripley County. Sunday morning, the Highway Patrol responded to an accident on Missouri 142, 5 miles east of Gatewood. A 27-year-old man from Hoxie suffered minor injuries when he drove off the road and hit a sign and a bridge. He was taken to Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center. Agronomists in southwest Missouri and northern Arkansas report sightings of fall armyworms in grass and legume crops. Fall armyworms do not overwinter in Missouri and migrate northward from Gulf Coast states. They damage forages by eating through the tender top leaf layer and leaving holes. Infested fields may appear drought damaged. Army worms march quickly into lush green pastures and fields. No regular scouting is necessary. They feed on hundreds of host plant species, including tall fescue and alfalfa. Fall army worms do not feed during the heat of the day, so scout in early morning or evening. Look for a bird or other predatory activity, which is an indicator of infestation. To scout for fall army worms, select 10 random locations in a field and look for larvae in a 1 square foot area of each location. If you find 3 or more half-inch larvae per square foot, consider chemical control or early harvest. The Mammoth Springs School Board will meet this evening. The meeting begins at 5 o'clock in the boardroom. The agenda for tonight's meeting is available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.